Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Welcome everyone to the Film Vault. That's Anderson. I'm Brian Fishbury, host for today. Top five movie theater scenes. Scenes that take place in or around a movie theater. That was my only criteria.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
It was right there in the top.
Kind of meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't done this.
To not realize just how meat and potatoes it would be until doing the research. It's like, wow, there's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times there's not...
List of also rains.
Not much going on in a lot of them, right?
True. There were a lot of scenes, not a lot that were contenders for my top five.
Not a lot of compelling scenes, right? A lot of the time it's just like, this is what people do, so we're going to show these people doing this thing that people do.
Yeah, or it sets up something that happens after, you know what I mean? Like this, Dillinger, I guess, is a good example.
Dillinger.
The Johnny Depp movie, Michael Mann.
Okay.
Anyway, he sees a movie, then he's... Spoiler, Sean.
No, Brian, come on.
It's a historical fact.
There's that Abe Lincoln movie, too. Goes to the theater.
I only went with movie theaters. I didn't do other theaters.
I went movie theaters. Well, yeah, for the most part. This was inspired, this list was inspired by a recent viewing of a movie that I caught up with just a few weeks ago.
What's that?
I'll get to it. It's on the list.
Right? Oh.
While watching this unnamed movie, I was thinking this might be my favorite one of these scenes I've ever seen. And turns out it's not, it's up there on my list, made the top five, but it's not my favorite thing. I love when this happens, when you do the research for this, these kinds of topics, you have no idea where they're going to end up sometime. Mm. And my number one is from a movie I have very little recollection of.
Really?
There were sequels that I did not see.
My number five is like that.
Did not even enjoy it that much.
Same.
The movie itself.
Same.
But I did love this scene. I remember loving it at the time while seeing this in the theater. And it was, it's kind of a clear-cut favorite for me.
There's a big drop-off between my two and three. Like my top two were just all-time great scenes.
You got clips?
No.
Oh, I got a clip from my number one, the one that I just buttered up. Mm-hmm. And
you got to send that to me.
I can't play it.
Why not?
All right, I'll send it to you.
Wait, how do you have a clip you can't play?
No, I'm saying like I can play it myself.
I can't play
it. You're going to play it yourself.
No, I'll just send it to you. It'll simplify things. I can't handle my clips. But I left off a very obvious one that's very good. I'm assuming it's going to be on your list because I was running a little thin and like I could have easily done a top 10 that was worth it.
Oh.
So I'll leave that for you.
Actually, not so much for me.
Oh, really? Interesting. We'll do all
I'm thinking right. We might have zero crossover.
I don't know. It sounds like your number five is my number one.
No, that's impossible.
All right, what
do we know? Well, no, it's not impossible, but you've never brought this movie up.
I know.
Maybe it should.
Hey, just a reminder.
Maybe
next week, our top five will be from Better Brian. That's Brian McCulley. And he is bringing us, he's having mandating that we do top five irresponsible gun handling scenes. Which
I already got number one.
There are a number of, and I think it's from a confusing movie you speak of. So, let's...
To be fair, most movies are confusing to me.
To you, yes. All right, let's launch, Brian.
Well, I don't want to step on your number one if it's my number five.
And I'm coming in with a clip, so we'll bring in a clip later in the program.
It can't be number one because this doesn't lend itself to a clip.
Oh, well then it can't be because I could have made four or five clips out of this.
Okay.
I really could have.
Definitely not.
All right.
Number five for me, a movie I didn't love, but this scene has always stuck with me. Sadly, did not see this in the theater, which I had, because it would have been a lot of fun to see Outbreak from 1995 in the theater, Wolfgang Peterson's Outbreak, when Henry, a lab technician, he accidentally gets infected by the virus. The virus is the main character of the movie, let's face it. He irresponsibly goes to a crowded movie theater that night after getting infected, after infecting himself.
Right.
He drops a vial and it bursts and he inhales it. And he's not doing well, Henry. He's coughing, he's hacking, he's not covering his mouth, which is very rude. And he's just coughing out into the world, and we see the little particulates, the little spittle just float through the air. And it's a funny movie. Some people are laughing, and they're inhaling his droplets.
Now, Outbreak is not a funny movie, but the movie that he's watching in Outbreak is funny.
Yes, the movie that is being shown in the theater in this scene is making people laugh. And they're laughing with their mouths open, and they're inhaling his infected
spittle.
Droplets.
Yes.
Yeah. And
exciting incident.
I think he dies in the lobby of the movie theater after. Yeah.
I did not like this movie.
It's not good.
I really hate it for personal reasons because a girl who I was quite fond of, we broke up, and within a couple weeks, you know, I caught wind that she was seeing a new guy. Hans was his name, if you must know. And
isn't it insulting when
the monkey from Contagion?
I still had some friends who you know, same circle. So they're like, oh, yeah, she's out with the Hans. They're at a movie right now. I'm like, what movie?
Lost Now.
Outbreak. And I'll never forget. And I'm going to hate that movie forever. Imagining the love of my life and Hans enjoying spittle takes.
Not a good date movie.
No.
That's the one good, the saving grace is like, I hope she was uncomfortable. Like with any kind of spittle being transferred. Yeah. Right. You know what? Yeah. They're in a theater watching together. They're probably both nervous. Hans and my girlfriend or my ex-girlfriend.
Fucking Hans.
We broke up. We were very adult about it because she was about to go away to college and we're like, you know, this isn't going to last. So let's stop now before we both get hurt.
Wow. That was very mature of you.
I was already way too in though.
It was way too deep.
Yeah. All right, here we go. She ended up marrying my old best friend and having kids, and now they're divorced. And she's very sad, from what I hear.
I'm sad for everyone involved.
So am I, to be honest.
All right, what is the number five for you?
Number five for me. Sorry for all the...
That's quite the digression.
It was uplifting.
Not need to do any of that. You know what is uplifting is watching some little new-to-the-world tykes experience Snow White for the first time ever. And that's what you get to enjoy when watching Gremlins. 1984's Gremlins. There is a lengthy scene where all of the Gremlins that have been produced to this point of the film go to the local Cineplex, movie theater, and take in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And they're enjoying it.
They really are.
When it first pops up on the screen, they do that thing where they're all fucking around and being punks in the audience until the picture pops up and they're all like...
They're wrapped.
Yeah. There's a hush over that. Many unexplained events occur in this scene, namely their ability to... Throughout this entire movie, there's a lot of stuff. The fact that they come out just speaking English is a bit of a head scratcher.
It's odd.
Unless they get it from Gizmo himself. Maybe there's some DNA like with...
True.
Perhaps that's the way that species... there's a cartoon coming out, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How nice.
Mugwai.
Oh.
And Gremlins 3 is in the works as well. Oh, good
lucky,
times.
Lucky us.
Good times ahead. I'm fucking way lucky, yes. So anyways, the fact that they could thread the projector... Really baffles me to this day.
Yeah, that's a dexterity I didn't anticipate they would have.
They didn't do a great job. They got a little tangled there in some of the spokes and whatnot and the reels. But this is it's the climax of the movie, really, too. So Gremlins, the them watching Snow White and Gremlins.
Forgotten about that. Thanks. Number four for me.
Dexterity. Not anticipate.
Dexterity, as in they possessed. Mm-hmm. Speaking of dexterity, Mickey Rourke pulls off the popcorn trick.
Come on now.
And number four for me, Diner. 1982's Diner, directed by Barry Levinson. Yes, the old popcorn trick. So it's a packed screening of a packed showing, I should say, of a summer place. And Boogie, played by Mickey Rourke, he tricks Carol Heathrow into grabbing his own penis.
Touching his ween.
Yeah, grabbing it.
It's salt and butter in there. That could hurt.
I was going to say, I can't imagine that enjoyable.
Plus, the way that they had it positioned in the frame and where it would land in the top of the popcorn, because the popcorn was still full, you'd have to imagine that he's well endowed, which I wonder if that was a Mickey Rourke demand.
Oh, interesting. Because it would displace all that popcorn.
also, like, she just reached the top of that tub and she was, you know, making contact there. And he's like, oh, hey, what's up?
So that's, yeah, that's like the water's cold and deep.
Yeah. I would think that it would be deeper into that bucket. She would have to, you know, plunge to anyways.
Speaking of plunge, he plunged his wiener through the bottom of the popcorn box and into Carol Heathman's hand.
Weird move, too, because, like, he's got to, maybe he's just that attracted to her that he can just be thinking about her because he's sitting next to her. But you got to get yourself going.
He's a young man.
He's still Mickey Rourke. He doesn't look that young ever. But, and then you have the whole pre-cut.
He lived a tough 22 years.
He did.
To that point.
All right. So I remember seeing a porn when I was a kid and it's Pizza Box. Mm. Same thing.
Oh, really?
Didn't like.
The wiener was in the pizza box?
Yeah, they opened it up and it was like coming out.
Oh, that's
pizza.
Fun.
I
didn't like it. Yes, all of his friends. Actually, you know how we we're due to do another one. By the way, lines we quote most often.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a line, but Mickey Rourke's. He looks over and sees his friends watching him because they know what he's about to do, and he goes like this. He's like, I do that all the time, all the time.
Yeah, you big smile. Oh, that's gonna be one of your quotes, perhaps.
Yeah, big smile.
And you got it from that, or you just got it from Mickey Rourke in general?
No.
Or you got it from the popcorn bit?
Yeah, from that scene.
Oh, so you think about putting your dick in popcorn buckets.
No, it's really more of the smile.
I would imagine every time you do that smile, it's like right after thinking about how great it would be to put your penis in a popcorn tub. You're giving me the smile right now.
I am.
I don't like it. It's making me uncomfortable.
Number three, four for you.
Number four for me. Let's not skip over any of mine, especially when I got a classic here, and that's when Clarence meets Alabama. It's a fantastic scene in True Romance, 1993's True Romance, and I'd be a fool not to have that on my list.
Isn't he seeing like some old kung fu flicks?
He's watching a kung fu movie, which if I was a kung fu guy, I would know what it is. I'm sure the Tarantino does.
That would mean a lot to you.
But yeah, and he's kind of describing what's going on the screen, and she's taking a keen interest in this lonely fella that's just watching a movie by himself on his birthday.
That's right.
And you don't know it as the viewer at the time, but she's sent there. She was paid for and delivered for a birthday as a birthday present. But you think, oh, look at this, a happy, you know, happenstance.
A meet cute.
Yeah, a meet cute. Yeah, she spills popcorn all over him, and she's just adorable. It's Patricia Arquette, peak Patricia Arquette, and it's just a great scene. And then they go out for pie afterwards, and there's some fun little wordplay with the word pie and having pie after a movie and all that. And yeah, it's a great scene and another inciting incident because it sets them up for the couple that drives the rest of the movie.
That's right. Clarence meets Alabama.
Clarence meets Alabama. I should also mention, I always do this, which is list my top five to one. And in this case, lists that lend themselves to it. I also link the scenes on YouTube to, so like Gremlins watch Snow White. And that's a hot link to the actual YouTube clip if you would like to watch along. Mm-hmm. And then Gremlins links back to our Amazon page. And then Clarence Meets Alabama. I got that link linked to the show notes. So if you're on Patreon, you can look for those notes down there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three for me.
And then and when Brian feels like it, he will send Avery his list, but it's not in the right order and there's no links.
Yeah, it'll be down, it'll be quite a ways.
What was your number four, by the way?
Number four was Diner.
Because someone's currently trying to steal my credit card, so it's slightly.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So I'll deal with that at the break.
The worst.
They're like, are you trying to spend $69.97 at Forever 21? No, I'm not.
There's going
to
be another one, too, like right around the corner. They always try it.
Oh, yeah. They already tried it twice. They're like, we're shutting down your card because I don't think you're trying to buy lingerie and sweaters right now while you're doing the film vault.
Maybe.
It might be.
It's even scarier that they know that that's not you because it's like they're monitoring everything you buy so closely. Yeah.
This is not your buying habits.
Yeah, this is not your buying habits. Yeah, I don't like that.
It. Don't like it.
Maybe you got a new broad I'm trying to spoil. How dare you, Wells Fargo?
Maybe you have a girl in your life?
How dare you?
A young girl.
I was shopping for bikini bottoms just today.
This needs some unpacking.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. What was your number four?
Diner.
All right. What's your number
three? Credit card scene.
What's your number?
Number three for me is
we're racing through this at record speed.
That's right. We got lots of time.
It's good. My financial future's in jeopardy.
Number three for me is a movie I'm pretty sure I assigned to you. And
Just Friends. I don't remember the movie.
No, how dare you. I love it.
Is it a music doc and they go to a movie theater?
Well, you can imagine. It's a movie I love, and I wish you would like it as much as me. And it comes at the end, so I'm not going to say too much about it, but it's from Bowfinger. 1999's Bowfinger, directed by Frank Oz, written by and starring Steve Martin. Did I say this to you? With Eddie Murphy?
Never.
Oh, Jesus, so sad. So the whole idea of the film is they're making a movie, this schlocky, you know, bizarre alien invasion movie called Chubby Rain. And it's very bad, but they make their movie, and comically, the writer, director, and co-editor of, co-star of Chubby Rain, when it actually gets released in the film, are seated in the very front row, and Steve Martin, who's just so relentlessly upbeat. He's the ultimate can-do movie producer guy, and he looks over at Jamie Kennedy, who's the screenwriter, and he says, "Yeah, pretty good seats. Pretty good seats." Anyway, and they watch the movie. They write the. You ever watch a movie in the front row?
No. Yeah. When I was a kid.
Yeah, it's the worst.
The front, like far right or far left.
Yes.
Yes. Every now and again, back in the day, you'd have to do that. Like that was the only way. The worst.
Guys,
for the younger people listening right now, Brad, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like the theaters are way different now too. Like there's, you could sit in that seat, front row, far right, far left. It's not going to be great, but it's not going to be anything like what Brian and I are talking about right now.
Yeah, which is neck breaking, you know, looking straight up at the screen.
Like if you put your legs out in front of you, you would touch the screen. You were that close.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really bad. They did not give a fuck. Right?
And people were in them all the time.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yes, I actually walked out. I walked out of. I had some good friends who invited me to the.
That's not true. We all know this.
I had some friends. I had some people I knew who invited me to the premiere of Hail Caesar. Mm-hmm. And it turns out our seats were in the front row,
tight,
like all the way to the right. Mm-hmm. And when the movie's about to start, I'm like, "Hey, I love you guys. Thank you for the invitation. I can't do this." I got up and I left. Mm-hmm. I can't watch a fucking 2-hour movie in the front row. I'm a grown ass man.
You send food back, don't you?
Really, really rarely. I hardly ever send food back.
This is kind of the equivalent. I don't think I'd have the balls if somebody invited me and I showed up. I don't know if I'd have the balls.
I felt bad. I was overly apologetic. I'm like, "Hey, love you guys. This is so thoughtful. Thank you.
This is pre-treatment though, isn't it?
Oh, no. Hail Caesar was like 6 years ago.
No.
7 years ago.
No. I'd say like 2009. I don't know. Okay. If it's post diagnosis, you're off.
Okay. Thank goodness. Pretty sure it was. But Bowfinger. So the thing I like about this scene is that the,
Oh my God, you're right. I'm sorry. It was 2016.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As this schlocky B movie, is screening for the audience, the movie actually has this very sweet moment where like it shows all the people from who made the movie, the actors, the behind the scenes people, and they're watching lovingly as this not good movie is like the fruits of their labors on the screen. But they're like, "Yeah, we did that." And it's a shockingly sweet moment for an otherwise very silly comedy. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that scene.
And it moved you.
Not to tears, but I did have some affection for that scene.
A moving scene that I had forgotten was actually in this otherwise unmoving movie by Lars von Trier. Just missed my list.
Really?
But yeah, it was Dancer in the Dark. There's a very sweet scene where
Bjork's losing her hearing.
She can't see too well, and her friend is.
Oh, she's going blind. That's she's going deaf.
And she'd be so lucky. That shrieking that goes on in that movie. I joke. No, but like her friends letting her know like what the dancing feels like with like her little fingers on her hand. It was very touching. Very nice. But it's not on my list, so I should not be talking about it.
Skip it.
Number three for me is the scene, if you can call it that, even though it takes up the entire third act of a movie that I just saw from 1968 that I absolutely loved. And that's Targets.
Oh, there's a movie theater scene.
Targets. And it's Boris Karloff versus Sniper Boys, by the way that it's titled on the old YouTube. But Targets is way ahead of its time, and it's about a seemingly unassuming boy next door type who gets his hands on some firearms and sees what they do on human beings. And it's, did I talk about Targets on this program much? Yeah. So it's a response to what happened at Kent State, right? Yeah.
Texas. Kent State was there was a massacre, but it was the military.
And Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was the other way around. But it was kind of like this new like phenomenon where like, oh my God, what if like regular citizens start picking people off and they just kind of like, they got a screw loose. And that's what Peter Bogdanovich was exploring with this very low budget independent film called Targets, 1968, which has a lot of parallels to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which took place in 1968. And it's about this devious younger generation doing very, very naughty, naughty things while an aging Hollywood star is living his life on the you know the B story or A story. So it's cross-cut with those two storylines going, and ultimately they come together. And the third act, which is this sniper sets up shop. He's running from the cops, and he sets up shop at a local drive-in theater. And he goes up on the scaffolding behind the screen, and you can only imagine what goes on from there. So it was a very lengthy scene. Like I said, it's most all of the third act. It all takes place in this drive-in movie theater. And it was the scene, the movie that made me think, you know what? What other great movie theater scenes are out there? So that's what I landed on.
What? Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, I was preparing for you to give Miss Machete about drive-ins, not being what? A movie theater.
No, eh.
I was prepared.
I technicality, but that they're theatrically exhibiting films. So.
Yeah, and I actually even looked up the the definition of a theater, and it's like indoor or outdoor.
Oh, really?
Where they exhibit.
Oh,
movies.
I'm sorry, I didn't give you shit. You could have come back.
I was prepared. I had it.
Yeah, you could have come
I
back.
Had it cocked and loaded.
You could have clapped back.
I was behind my screen over here waiting for you.
You should have like. Trained. You should have baited me like, hey, don't you have a problem with this?
All right, so that's it. I feel like I'm sorry. I'm having misgivings. I feel like I might have given too much away with Targets, but I mean, it's not that kind of movie. There are a lot of things that are unexpected, but you can kind of see where it's gonna go. I love this Targets. I really do. You still haven't seen it, have you, Avery?
Not yet.
Neither either of us have.
Going with low expectations because apparently I'm overselling it, but I really love this Targets. Okay.
Where can one access this film? 1968.
Just like Greener Grass instead.
Greener Grass is a solid recommend.
It was good.
And we had a good time before the show started here talking about Greener Grass with Avery. You didn't get a chance to talk about what was it? Sorcerer, which you brought up and you saw recently.
I brought that up on the show.
But yeah, we said we'll talk about it later in the show.
Very good.
This might be the episode where we can talk a little bit more about Sorcerer, William freaking Sorcerer, if we have the time at the end.
I said William freaking Sorcerer. Like, who's that?
William Freakin's Sorcerer. That
makes sense.
The greatest white knuckle ride you can ever take with a movie.
No pun intended.
Is it punny?
It's a ride, a white knuckle ride. They ride vehicles.
Oh, there is a ride. Yeah. Literally, that's what makes it a white knuckle knot.
That's right.
White knuckle knight. All right.
Careful. Coming up next, we'll finish our top five list right after we talk Amazon after this. Some of the things about like smart home technology scare me. Like someone got a Ultra Lock U-Bolt Pro Wi-Fi smart lock, a deadbolt basically for their front door, I assume. I feel like I would be thwarted by that thing somehow. Somehow we'd go in for a week, the power would go out, or my
phone. Battery operated.
Yeah, my phone would be. Exactly. The power of the battery would just run out.
The power would go out.
You gotta recharge it, right?
I don't know. I got one and it's constantly telling me the batteries are low, but I have a key, so I don't worry about it.
Oh, so it works with the key?
Yeah, you still have a key that you could use, but Jillian doesn't have a key. So, I mean, if it does, you know, it sounds like something. Life Plus, is that the name of the new endeavor?
Oh, yeah. On Succession.
Yeah. Seems like something that all Life Plus houses
would have. How am I going to follow that? He offered them eternal life.
All right, we've got to be careful. People will get mad.
Other things purchased on that Amazon banner that sits on AndersonandBryan.com include someone got themselves a Bush Business Furniture L-shaped desk, Samsung Galaxy Tab Active Tablet. This is one of those rugged tablets you can bring and drop and shit and apparently won't affect it. It's
for construction workers.
That's right.
Pores.
2 Bosch rotary hammers were purchased. 4 wood pull-out tray. Sort of the trays that organize your utensils in the drawer. You know what I mean? Someone got 4 of those.
A lot of times they're made of bamboo.
That's right. Or teak. That's right. As one who has bought a few of those, yes, you're 100% right.
Thank you, Brian.
K-Max leather bar... I'm validating you. I'm giving you validation.
Appreciate that.
K-Max leather bar stools. Fractal design computer case was purchased. Someone got themselves. So, speaking of which, Semco teak finish ceiling protector. Boise X9 multi-use print and copy paper was purchased. Once again, thank you for your recurring purchase, as well as whoever got the 20,000 shipping labels that seem to get purchased with regularity. We appreciate you.
What's going on? You all right?
What?
You got the nasal drone going.
I really
like
do.
It sounds like you're doing a voice.
No, I got like a you ever get like rice in your back of your, you know, in your nasal cavity?
Rice?
Like a little piece of rice. Like a...
What's in your voice?
No, I got the rice.
Like it goes like in, like so you can...
I know.
Like if you sneeze, it'll come out your nose. Like when milk comes out your nose.
No, I wanted to go down my throat. Am I still doing it?
No, it's okay. No, I think you're better.
It's gonna come back.
You were sounding like the scientist on The Simpsons,
Professor Frink.
Yeah.
What you see here is a rocket mobile, Corsair Vengeance desktop memory.
Take it back.
Amazon Basic Care nicotine lozenges, $100 worth of Amazon e-gift card. Wise wireless video doorbell Pro, Wise outdoor smart security camera. Nutrafol, men's hair growth supplement. How dare you? Fuck this word. Zojirushi? Zojirushi. 5-cup... Just a coffee maker. Sorry. Genuine Joe Green soap refill. Folgers classic roast crowd coffee. How dare you? 2 JJC LED security lights. Omsun Tiki Umbrella. 2 Ring Chimes. New Balance Fresh Foam Robe Running Shoes.
Do you need some water?
I might. Oh, this is terrible. Morel. Christy, how dare you even get your ice?
Are you putting it on right there? Or is that really your voice right now? You weren't putting it on?
No. I wish.
Christy, how dare you even get your ice?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Merrill Moab Adventure Lace and 3 small rig cage camera adapter mounts.
Nice.
I got there. A little bit of help.
You didn't get there.
All right.
Here are the movies that are clicked through. This is the last time I talked at y'all. Somebody clicked through wisely and got the English subtitled Spurious, also known as The Vanishing. You can remove your microphone. You're literally bringing your microphone back to do that.
I feel better. Does that sound better?
The Vanishing was that click through, as well as 13 going on 30.
Major similar films.
Major League was click through, as well as I Know Who Killed Me.
Tank was click through, as well as Swing Kids, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Hilarious.
Romana and Bezos.
I'm suffering over here.
Romana and Bezos.
Right. Click through.
Milk Money was clicked through, as well as Lahane. Hey, I didn't hear from whoever got Lahane. I can only hope that you loved it as much as I did.
It 12, was me. I didn't like it.
12 Years of Slave. You haven't seen Hate?
I haven't seen Lahane.
Get the fuck out of me. 12 Years of Slave was clicked through. I'm sure you saw that one, Brian, with Bells on. Darling was clicked through, as well as Calvary. Fuck to the yes for the Calvary. Forgot to say fuck to the yes for the Lahane. Love Rosie was clicked through, as well as The Final Girls. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Miss Osborne. See what they did there? The Martian was clicked through. He makes vegetables with his poop, Brian. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. That's all about young. Never mind. Die Hard was clicked through, as well as Crystal Swan, Pinball, The Man Who Saved the Game, Girl Picture, Linoleum, Return to Soul, The Hunger, Lair of the White Worm, White Worm, and Safe in Hell.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I guess because I stumbled on the white worm there.
So close.
I was very close. Return to Soul. Very good movie. I saw that in the old theater there.
Is that a music doc? That's soul music?
No.
Oh,
no,
it isn't. I'm out.
All right. It's time to get back to... It's kind of like a... it's like Breakfast Club, but Korean style.
Wow.
But it's not because that's a different movie with soul in the title. Son of a bitch. Return to Soul is a new one that I heard somebody talking about recently. All right. forget everything you just heard from me for the last 10 seconds.
What was I typically do?
What was the one? Darn it. I saw in the theater. It was Breakfast really good. Club. I'll find it. Back to the program.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Matt. Did you know that wombats poop cubes?
Nope. Never heard that before.
Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, Ken?
I didn't know, nor do I care.
Neil, did you know that Liechtenstein is the only doubly landlocked country in Europe?
Jeff, isn't that an American pop artist?
Well, actually, it's both. If you want to learn things like that and more, join us each week on Triviality, a pub trivia-style game show podcast where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Listen in each week to answer general knowledge trivia alongside exciting guests from around the world.
And we're here too.
Join us every Tuesday for new hour-long episodes of Triviality, plus tons of extra theme content on everything from The Office and Lord of the Rings to science and geography.
And sometimes we even do sports.
Find us on all your preferred podcast apps and take part in the fun of playing bar trivia without the need to wear pants.
Real mature, Jeff.
Forget it, Neil. It's Triviality.
Priceline presents Go to Your Happy Price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else, like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or five-star hotels for two-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
For the fourth year in a row, Dawn is partnering with iHeartRadio for Can't Cancel Pride, a campaign that has raised over $11 million for the LGBTQ plus community. Dawn continuously strives to celebrate visibility and inclusivity for all, and that means supporting amazing organizations like Centerlink, providing safe spaces where over 52,000 community members go each week to receive critical and life-saving services. Dawn is there for your home or your home away from home. So visit can'tcancelpride.com to learn more.
This is a bad time to have vocal problems because I'm going to wax.
Oh, no. What are you waxing
wax
about?
I'm number two. I mentioned, what's up? Go ahead.
Oh. He's going to go call my bank so I don't financially solvent. They're emailing me now, so I feel like I might as well just call them.
Make sure that it's the real deal.
It is. I already, okay.
All right. Good luck. Hope it gets your life back. And not have me on the hook for midriff bearing tops at 21 forever.
Soul Searching is the name of the movie. SEAOUL.
That feels like a bad pun.
SEOUL. I also missed that. Yes. Soul Searching. It is, but it's a good movie. It's the Korean version of Breakfast Club to an extent. And I liked it a lot.
All right. Number two for me. Anderson, you know my affection for, I guess you would say, for the Final Destination movies?
Yes, it is.
We have not seen. We saw two and three, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen anything beyond that because my number two...
Is that what we're going to watch this week? I mean, this month?
Maybe.
It is a great scene when you're about to bring up.
Oh, the Final Destination?
Yeah.
You watched it on YouTube or whatever?
I did. And the version that I watched, because I was like, have I seen this one? And then I'm like, I realized I hadn't seen, but I was already in too deep. And I continued to watch. And I was also watching a version that was it had some sound effects in it
mm-hmm.
with a "that's gotta hurt" every time someone got like impaled or anything.
I don't think that's actually from the film.
And it's not, but it added to my viewing experience.
Okay. The Final Destination from 2009, directed by David R. Elias. This takes place in a movie theater, and we open up on the
criteria.
The storeroom of said movie theater, which is oddly just behind one of the screens, and even more oddly, full of explosive material. We'll get there in a second.
A lot of giant tanks I've never seen anywhere remotely close to a building, let alone inside a movie theater.
I would argue an irresponsible amount of explosive material.
They're the kinds of things you see, like, they're propane tanks that are, like, designated for like large farms that are off the grid and they need their own heating sources. Yeah, yeah. That's what those things are.
Months of crude oil stored behind the screen.
I'm talking about the tank that does the final.
Oh, I see.
Big.
Oh, like
That giant red flammable. Yes. It says flammable on it. It's in the hallway.
They're prepared to run off that tank for years.
And it's in a mall. Like you're not off the grid. You don't have septic tanks. You don't have water wells, and you definitely don't have propane tanks. I'm so glad
you saw this. So the scene begins. There's an open window, and which, you know what, there's a gust of wind. It blows a tarp. The tarp has ringlets, so it actually accidentally catches the on switch for a fan.
Yes.
And the fan propels the cart upon which it sits. Also upon this cart is paint thinner. Mm-hmm. With no cap.
They're just setting it up to be like a possible, likely accident.
Yes.
Yeah.
As is done in these films.
Right.
And when the cart rolls over a couple of cables, well, wouldn't you know it, the paint thinner falls over.
It tumbles.
And it leaves a trail of paint thinner all throughout the storeroom.
In case you don't know, paint thinner, very flammable.
Extreme.
Very combustible. Yeah.
Well, such to the point that all it takes is... All it takes is a mere sunbeam coming through the window to ignite this paint thinner.
It was like Dracula himself was the paint thinner in liquid form.
That's right. And it ignites.
Combust.
And we pull back to reveal the aforementioned just absurd number of 55-gallon drums, steel barrels that are...
What are they using it for?
Well, they're helpfully labeled. Did you catch what the label said?
No, I did not see what they were labeled.
They're helpfully labeled... Spontaneously combustible.
But for what? For what?
I would argue that any amount of spontaneously combustible material is irresponsible in the workplace, let alone doesn't.
It's stacked high. Like OSHA might have something to say, you'd think.
I wrote down OSHA. I'm like, this would not clear an OSHA inspection. No. Well, wouldn't you know it, the flaming... paint thinner ignites the... And by the way, also, if it's spontaneously combustible, it doesn't need to be lit. It can just burst at any time.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that they're transporting in Sorcerer.
That's right.
But TNT form, right?
So I'm no employment attorney, but it feels like this is a real liability.
Yeah, especially when you're in a small, like... building, boxed, like building with spectators.
True. Yeah, packed in and tight.
Unassuming quarters. Spectators who are very, very distracted by the very nature of the building, which is a movie theater where they're supposed to be transported to a different place in their mind.
It's probably a bad sign the movie was Love Lays Dying.
Huh?
Love Lays Dying.
Oh, that was the name of the movie. Yeah, it should have been like a little
harbinger.
Yeah, tip off. I followed this whole scene. I watched it and I have no business doing this.
It's kind of enjoyable.
Let me tell you guys, I my time is precious, right? I value my time and I sacrifice sleep very often just to get, because I'm setting up a dream world for me where I will work very hard, but I will be making films, continue to make films and doing real estate, which I'm very close to having this be a reality, a daily reality where I'm working on both of those things.
Houses are like dreams.
I don't have time to be watching long scenes from movies I have not even seen. I began it because I'm like, this might be one of the ones that I saw. I don't remember a movie theater, but I watched these with Brian, a few of them with Brian. And then I'm like, no, I've not seen this, but I can't look away. And I watched it continues outside
into the escalator.
Into the escalator. I watched that entire escalator scene as well, Brian. And
I'm glad you're having the same affection for these scenes that I am.
Maybe we should watch this.
It's a fun movie. The opening scene is tremendous.
All right, perhaps we'll do that. this month. It's your pick. You get to pick.
True.
What we're going to watch with the listeners, the watch along, the Film Vault monthly watch along movie maybe will be, what is this, number four?
I think it is the fourth.
Okay. All right.
But you have to rent it.
Oh, that's it's out.
I mean, it's all
get her out.
$2.50.
No, we're not doing that to our audience.
$2.50.
They already are paying a premium to watch along with us. The least we can do is find a movie that works with everybody.
Okay.
All right. Why are we whispering?
I have no idea.
MSR. All right, number two for me. I obviously thought of this immediately. I was hoping that I wouldn't have it on the list. And it wasn't even on the list until I watched the scene again. And I'm like, you know what? This is just too good. Of all the movies out there, right? I think, you know those movies that like you see them, like it's late at night, you're about to go to bed, and you're about to, happens less now because of all the you don't really like, you know, bounce around channels.
I haven't done that in years.
Something isn't like on halfway through. That just doesn't happen anymore. But of all the movies, and it happened at least twice to me where I'm about to go to bed and then I see that Taxi Driver's on and I just end up watching the rest of it because it's just so well made. All of the scenes are so well done, the performances. And when Travis Bickle takes Betsy out on his first date.
This is on my list of top five bad dates.
It was on my list as well. Another reason why I almost kicked it off. But after watching this scene, and they're in the theater, and the theater, and it's all surrounding the theater, outside of the theater on their way in.
No, it's a foreign film.
And then when it's just heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. It was so uncomfortable the first time that I saw it because I was way too young to be watching a movie like that. And anything to do with sex was uncomfortable. But it was also just uncomfortable because he's taking her to a smutty movie, a dirty movie on his first date, right? And she's not the type of girl that would respond well to that.
No, she's a high society lady.
15-year-old Anderson realized that. But in rewatching it, and I've probably seen it, I don't know, two dozen times now, right? It's heartbreaking. Right. He is so confused, like legitimately confused and unaware
of
how inappropriate it is. Yeah. But there's lots of movies. I could take you somewhere else. Yeah, it's just so fucking sad until, you know, he gets a little bit handsy with her. Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking. He's grabbing her elbow. But, you know, that's what you did to talk to the broads back then. You know,
that's right. Yeah, that talks sense into him.
And she doesn't want his little record that he gave her because she obviously, Travis, she loves that song. She loves that artist. She obviously has it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't buy her something that she already has. Loves.
Already loves, yeah.
Yeah, if she loves it, it's like
you buy her something she thinks she'll love.
He's just so out of his league. He's just so.
He's in over his head.
Way in over his head, yeah. But he's still believing that there's a possibility. And then
Sybil Shepherd looking at Fox.
Oh, my God. She's okay. Another one that almost made the list was another Sybil Shepherd, and another Peter Bogdanovich, which is Last Picture Show. Yeah. And then she takes the record after telling him, I don't want it. I already have it. And then the cab drives her away and then just smash cut to him leaving her a message. Well, he walks down the street a little bit, but then he's immediately the next day, he's just on the phone, just calling her over and over again. But yeah, that movie. And it was interesting too, how Scorsese, 1976, when the movie came out, couldn't get an X rating, right? He could have just gone all like reactions, which I think would have worked, where he just hung on Sybil Shepherd and Robert De Niro and, you know, how that was going, which would have been interesting too, with him not being affected and her being all uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And he got a little bit of both, because he also was able to show the screen, which...
But wasn't like over the shoulder? It wasn't as though he was focusing.
No, we saw the actual screen and it was scientific until it wasn't. It was like orgy shots as well.
Oh.
But it was nothing explicit, right? It was just like writhing naked bodies. And then like an egg was with sperm trying to access it. It was like scientific at points. And it was interesting how he chose. Nowadays, it would be, you know, completely over the top with what they were watching. You didn't have people beating off all around them. And the other audience members getting like angry when they were, you know, getting out of the theater because they were interrupting.
That's right.
Disturbing the film.
Number one for me. One of my versions of what you just talked about, a movie that if I catch it halfway through, I'm compelled to watch to the end. I love it so much. Talk about Fight Club.
Ooh.
1999's Fight Club. It's a very brief scene. It's early in the film, and so we learn about Tyler Durden, what he does for a living. Mm-hmm. Turns out Tyler has a number of jobs.
Puts his dicks and drinks.
He does that,
his
but this
dicks,
is
his dick.
He does work as a caterer at the fancy hotel in town.
Mm-hmm.
However,
you're still having a problem over there, aren't you?
One of his night, I am kind of. Yeah. One of his night jobs is self-admittedly a shitty job. It's working as a projectionist at a movie theater.
He splices.
And the only thing that keeps him engaged in his job is doing the old school cutting and splicing of the aforementioned porno films.
Yes.
Scenes, porn, clips, stills from porno films
porn suffice, yeah.
I think he said porno, but anyway, he puts them into family films,
right?
And thus dupes the audience.
Yes, they're not sure what they saw.
It creates a
comic relief,
subliminally traumatic effect with the kids watching
children's
ostensibly kids movies.
Back when I was a little more edgelordy. I always thought that would be an amazing, amazing photograph of like a kids movie, and you have like some really like high-end cameras facing the audience, and maybe just behind the screen. You know, they're obscured from the audience doesn't know that it's candid, and you flash something like really horrific, either sexually. Sure. Or, you know, this is long before I had children, I didn't take this idea to the next level and try to figure out how to actually make this happen, but it would be an amazing picture.
You theorize.
Would it not be an amazing picture to see them all reacting to something that they should not be seeing simultaneously? And that's kind of what Durden was doing over there. You know what's interesting, Brian, is it was originally, everyone referred to it as pornography. This film is obviously pornography. Mm-hmm. And then it became a little bit more readily available and people were more accepting of it and watching it and not as it wasn't as taboo, and they started calling it porno.
Oh.
Porno. What do they call it now? Like, no one has time for the two syllables. No one can say porno,
yeah,
right?
Let's ask
porn.
Avery.
It's just porn. Everything's just porn. Mm-hmm. You got time only enough for one syllable.
If that.
Let alone the pornography. I mean, who has time for that?
Can't do
right? Am I right?
Takes too long.
Takes way too long.
Avery, speaking of taking too long, porn. Is your card secure?
Yeah, card is secure. Right. It's been canceled, being sent as we speak.
Is that all right?
Nice. Gonna have to use a card in your wallet and on your phone from now for the next few days. Right?
No, Forever 21 for the criminal.
You have to buy crypto. How do they get tipped off? They didn't.
Sorry, Susie.
I don't know. You mean how did Wells Fargo get tipped off?
Or you're with Wells Fargo?
Yeah,
that's all. It's,
I know.
It's a matter. With
I had
you.
It coming.
Come on, guys. I know it's a pain in the ass to switch, and I know they're all crooks, but Wells Fargo is, by far takes the cake,
really?
Right?
I never met them.
You never, yeah.
I think Bank of America really fucks in terms of what they give you. I think they are technically the worst. Wells Fargo is probably second.
Well, Wells Fargo is the one that was like openly stealing from everyone, and they got caught, and then they trickled down and just fired all the people that they mandated do it.
Yeah.
And there tons of people were getting fired, and like they're on the news saying, I was just taking orders from the top, and I knew it was kind of wrong, but you know, I didn't want to lose my job, and now I'm fired for... Oh, fucking
corporate America.
But they saved me $69 with the fraud detection.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, it would have been on them anyways. They saved themselves. You could have just said, hey, it's not mine. And then you have to wait a little while. They do an investigation. The worst part is they don't even get after these people. You know that?
Yeah. I mean, presumably it's being sent somewhere.
And they got pictures and they got photos of these people. Oh, was it online?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sorry for that detour. Here we go. On my number one, I need some assistance too.
Yes, just in time.
That's right.
My number one is from a movie that maybe I would appreciate it more now. What year is this? 2000. So it's been 23 years since I saw a scary movie. And
you have a scary movie scene on.
I do. And I saw a scary movie in the theater. I saw it with some friends. And
it's
being unimpressed with it at the time. But, you know, maybe that was just my attitude. Maybe I would appreciate it more. I barely remembered this scene. I came across a couple lists.
This is another line that I quote without thinking about it. You on camera. You on camera now.
How is this not on your list? It's such a great movie
scene. I thought
you'd
give me a shit for it.
It is such a great movie scene.
It's a great movie.
And so many of the things that she's doing... I've experienced firsthand in movie theaters all the years I've been going to see movies. I've heard not all in a row, and I've never seen anyone with a camera openly just shooting the movie like she is. But it's a scene with a very obnoxious girlfriend. Marlon Wayans gets up to go to the bathroom, finds a glory hole inexplicably. There's just too many dumb little things like that for me to continue to.
How's that dumb?
Yeah, and then the dick goes all the way through his head and out his other ear.
He dies.
Did he die? No, he comes back. Oh yeah, maybe he died.
Sure
it's been a long time. I came across a couple lists that had like 150 scenes that take place in movie theaters and movies. And this was one of them. And I'm like, I'm glad that I went down, because I always have YouTube open and I'll be clicking. And I'm glad that I watched this, and I watched it a few times.
It's your number one.
It's my number one, Brian.
Damn.
Let's listen to a little bit of it. I'll tell you where to get out. I thought I was gonna be playing this myself, but
you on Canon camera now.
I got that.
Now, the movie's about to come on.
Wait, let's pause. Let's pause real quick. So yeah, here's the scene. So Marlon Wayans, he's out of the theater, and his girlfriend. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I should have fucking had her name, guys. Son of a bitch.
Regina Hall.
Thank you. Oh, it is Regina. Is that Regina?
That's
Regina. Shit, she is like unrecognized. Oh, fuck, that's Regina. She's so good. It's like 23 years ago. I love that Regina. So she's being very, very obnoxious, and she's upsetting all of the uptight white patrons around her. She's doing versions of almost everything that I've seen somebody do at one time or another in all my years going to movie theaters. And she's just doing it all the time. And it's very funny. So here we go. And she's watching Shakespeare in Love.
Theater.
Oh wait, no! I gave you the one that starts.
Did you give me the?
I should. Have.
I went. I don't think so. You just gave me the.
Oh, son of a bitch! I can't handle my clips. Yeah.
Can't handle the clips.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that's not. It should be.
Where should
it
start?
I think it's that clip. But after.
Oh, when
that,
he comes back.
No, he doesn't. Just go to like 1:30.
That's where I was at.
1:30. Yeah. Here we go. Here she is.
Don't go in there. No. Lord, I'm having a heart attack. Damn, this is some scary shit. Oh, I am scared.
Oh. Excuse me.
I think I paid my money like everybody else up in here.
Urban.
That ain't no me. You can see her real hair right there.
Do you mind?
I know you better get out of my face. Out of my face. This is all me up in here. You handle that.
Will you shut the fuck up?
This movie is good.
That was you.
Hey, baby. You came back just in time.
That's the killer.
She's about to get it on with Shakespeare.
She found out she's a girl.
Yeah, I got you.
She's holding a camcorder.
You on candid camera now. You ain't know that.
Her phone rings.
Hello? Hey, girl. I'm in the movie. Shakespeare in Love.
All right, that'll do. It's a medley of all the things. Short of that, I've never seen anyone with a camcorder out. I'm sure I've been in the presence of people shooting on their phones nowadays, but I've never seen anyone pull the Brody thing.
I saw someone filming on their phone with the flash on.
Oh my God, people are dumb. People are just so fucking dumb.
I had to lean over and go, can you not do that?
I don't do it.
It was during the shitty Tupac movie that came out.
That was a bad movie. It actually had a performance.
Which shitty Tupac movie?
The one that came out
All
probably
Eyes
what?
On Me.
Yeah, something? Like what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was a bad movie, but he was actually pretty good.
Oh, that version phone
probably,
calls.
It probably.
I would confess that.
Christ.
That version that the person was shooting with the flash on probably exists somewhere online right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can probably watch that with the flash on. Regina Hall crushing it. That was fantastic.
So enjoyable.
It's my favorite scene I can't believe you don't have Shawshank on your list. I'm shocked.
No, too obvious.
It's very obvious, but it's very heartfelt and good and kind of like scene. Reminds you of what makes movies great.
That's right. Even in the face of all that bleakness, they can still enjoy.
And together.
Yeah.
And together. Brian, don't do that. You painted yourself into a corner now. You painted yourself.
That's right. I did.
All right, here we go. Listener list, and then I got some solid also-rans that I would like to run down. I don't know about you, Bri.
Oh, solid.
Solid.
Listener list compiled by the fucker Mitch Burns. Number 5, there's a 3-way tie. Scream 2, Last Action Hero, and Bachelor Party.
All right.
Bachelor Party.
I don't know. 4-way tie with 4 points each. Gremlins 2, Donnie Darko, Taxi Driver, and An American Werewolf in London.
Just missed my list. Gremlins 2 is Gremlins 1.
Number 3 is Gremlins 1.
Oh, it's
both. Number 3 for the listeners is Gremlins
1. I haven't seen Gremlins 2 in quite some time.
Yeah. Number 2, Cape Fear. And number 1, of course, is Inglourious Basterds.
Of course.
I also thought of, while we were doing this episode, Twister, when the tornado sucks up the drive-in. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That would be inspired.
Pretty good.
Honestly, that did not come up in my research. I like that.
That's pretty enjoyable.
Yes. Also Rans.
Ones that were not mentioned, Blazing Saddles, The Fighter, Hardcore, which I actually never saw, so I wouldn't put it on the list.
Oh, the famous George C. Scott.
Turn it off. Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Hardcore. I need to see that. Okay, Paul Schrader.
Shawshank, yes. 12 Monkeys. Donnie Darko. Clockwork, I'm shocked was on your list.
Clockwork, it's too obvious.
Cape Fear, Just Friends, Babylon, and Last Action Hero.
I need some sort of Rice listener art.
Oh, come on.
I need something.
I'm suffering over here.
I need something.
You got a rice grain stuck in your throat and it makes you...
No, it's not my throat. It's like, you know, where your throat and like your nasal cavity connects?
Yeah.
Like
well, your
there?
Nasal cavity is not back here, Brian. It's
well,
like,
what do you know, where it's where
the roof of your mouth.
Where it all connects. Right past my uvula.
You're talking something different, Brian. We're not on the same page. Midnight Cowboy is the only one that's not, hasn't been mentioned unless someone didn't say Donnie Darko, but I'm pretty sure we heard Donnie Darko. Mm. And then Dolomite Is My Name. I cannot find this clip. I know it exists.
Oh, when he comes out of the front page?
But yeah.
Oh, yes.
What is it? When they're walking out of the front page or they're actually in there? But like, he's just astonished that was a popular movie.
There were no titties.
This is what white people are watching?
Yeah. But I couldn't find the scene to, it was on the side, like out front of the marquee.
Yeah, they were
right?
Leaving in disgust.
They didn't actually shoot inside the... there are some inside this movie theater scenes in Dolomite Is My Name, but not that. Okay.
Okay.
So remove it. And then Super 8, don't they like get after the actual, like the climax of the movie, I think takes place in the movie theater. Super 8, if you recall, the creature feature that is Super 8.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Well, I've forgotten all about that.
Okay. And yeah, that was American Werewolf in London. Just missed it because Gremlins was just a little more enjoyable.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's gamble and wrap her up.
Last week, we gambled on Big George Foreman.
That was really good.
Anderson guessed 77, Brian 67, with 38 reviews. The actual Rotten
Only
Tomatoes
38?
Score, yeah, nobody saw us.
That's weird.
Is 45%.
Oh, nice. Because wasn't it high a lot when we...
I believe so, yes.
Oh, sweet.
How does it have such little PR? That's shocking.
It is kind of shocking. 38 reviews.
38 reviews, yeah.
Somebody's not doing it. Sells more than that.
Oh, I bet it does. Why don't you just... You don't know.
I'm on the side right
now. Look at your phone. Isn't that the... Just you open it up with your face,
yeah,
and that gets just
right there.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, The Vanishing is 50.
You got the spoor loose. Spoor loose. So much fun to say, dude. Spoor loose. Spoor loose. All right, I'm doing spoor loose. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out.
Well, we got to gamble.
Oh, it's spoor loose.
This week, we are gambling on the first blockbuster of the season. Is it? Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. Yeah.
Guardies. Giddies. Gritties. Spoor loose. All right, I have my number. I have my number.
What's going on with Swole Groot?
Yeah, he is kind of swole, huh?
Yeah.
I think that was probably in his contract. Like, at some point, my character cannot only say Groot, he must be swole.
It is Vin Diesel, so probably. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It would not surprise me.
Yes.
I have to be the swolest character on screen.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. On three.
Yes, please.
1, 2, 71.
90.
Look at you.
Gee, I went high. This is the conclusion, right, of the trilogy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're good at guns.
Oh, I saw that recently, too. It was good, too.
The trilogy?
Guardians 2. I enjoyed that. Well, Kurt Russell. Fun times.
The critics are going to go nuts for this.
Current score with 124 reviews. The current Rotten Tomatoes score is 78%.
We're like right in the middle.
Yeah.
You're closer.
What do you mean?
Five points.
I've been noticing like good action movies. And I do think that Ant-Man quadrupled me for my money. And for what I saw, I enjoyed it. It was an enjoyable action blockbuster movie. The Quantumania. I like Quantophobia.
Right.
I think that's the name of a band.
That's what I have.
And I've noticed that it got wrecked by the critics. And it's like, I think they're just getting tired. They're
yeah,
getting
you might
tired.
Be right.
All right.
Yeah, shit. I'm way too high.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's not
I hope out. It's good because I've seen it Sunday night.
Sam,
all
Sam
two
Friday,
and a half hours.
Friday morning.
You know what I would rather be watching?
Season?
The first act of Bo being terrified.
There's nothing stopping you.
Now, in fact, that was last episode, but if in case you're listening to this full fat, like long episode, or you remember me talking about Bo is Afraid and recommending it, I went in there having no idea there was going to be anything funny. I was prepared for another Ari Aster, like long, slow burn.
Bleak.
It was bleak as fuck, but like in your face bleak with the satire that is like, what if all news was real angle. It was very funny, but that came from a place where I had no idea there was going to be a shred of comedy.
Okay. Fair.
Should have said that earlier.
Look at the...
Before people run out. Spoorloose. The score is in. 98%. Actually, Brian said 96% now that I remember.
When?
When you were reviewing Spoorloose.
No, I think... Did I?
Maybe they included the film vault.
You said 96, and I said, who would give this a bad review? And you're like, it is seems like a weird movie to give a bad review to.
What's the actual score?
98, it says.
Well, I was reading off Wikipedia, so... Maybe it's out of date.
That's like saying...
That's why Brian's occasionally wrong when he cheats. He's going off Wikipedia.
This could be right. That's like... But you know what that's like, Bri?
What's that?
That's like you saying... And then on the... whatever it was, Jesus had a basket filled with crawfish. Because it's like just a little bit off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And when it was fish and bread.
Right. It's like the Rescue Rangers Chip and Dale movie, like the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah,
it's almost there.
But it's because that's not like you to get something wrong, especially because it's so
I know
close and dear to you.
And at the altar,
and at the Call altar, that's, I'm, that's why I made the Jesus, yeah. Not the Chip and Dale reference. I feel like it was lost on Brian.
I'm digesting this listener art from Jonathan Oxford, which is fantastic. It's a three act structure.
Where is this?
It's a full comic.
Yeah, there's a narrative going on here.
Mm-hmm. Where am I? Oh yeah, there. Oh, this is yeah. He sent this directly to me too. This is how
enjoyable.
I would like John Wick more if it was. If it was this. Yes.
Very enjoyable. Thanks, Jonathan. Great as always. Thank you to the Smug Saints. You're hearing them right now. Don't they sound great? Yeah, they are.
They do.
Check them out at AndersonandBryan.com if you want links to all their stuff. Lots of good stuff over at our Patreon. We just did a spoiler episode, 5 minutes, for
Sisu. Got
check
the name right
out.
And everything.
That's right. Finally. So check that out. Patreon.com/TheFilmVault.
Brian, you got to go gargle.
I really do. I'm having trouble here.
You need one of those like a neti pots or something.
We got one of it. Oh.
Oh my God, I need a neti pot real bad. Pronto.
Thanks for tapping that Amazon banner. We appreciate you at AndersonBryan.com. Anderson and Brian is the Instagram. Anderson and Brian is the TikTok. The Film Vault Twitter. The Film Vault Facebook. The Film Vault YouTube. No, the Film Vault Podcast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Thanks to all of our Patreon listeners. We appreciate you. Also appreciate Giovanni, Mitch Burns, Mike Cole, and Eric Kath for helping out with the show. Doing the necessary stuff to keep the show going. Avery's got a gig.
Yes, tonight, Comedy Confessional. You can get the tickets in my bio on Instagram at Avery Comedy. It's 7:30 are the doors. 8 is when the actual show starts. It is in Santa Monica at the Crow, and it should be fun. We collect anonymous confessions from the audience, and the comedians riff on them on stage. A lot of fun.
Come on down. Is it BYOB or?
So they are in the process of getting their liquor license. If you want to get liquored up, go to Birdie G's, which is right across the street. Tell them you got a ticket and you get 10% off your bill.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought that up.
Very nice. Check out loadedforbeardoc.com.
Thank you, Brian. Yes.
No,
as we record this, we're getting very, very close to me being able to actually kick it off and start some actual production.
All right.
So it's all 501c3,
the fucker,
too.
Fucker, Danny.
What did I do? That's right. That's the fucker's name.
That's the fucking guy's name. I'm such the worst. I meant nothing by it either. I thought it was just, you know.
I know. If he knew you, he'd be like, oh, it's just Anderson.
Yeah, and the guy was he was already going back and forth with Jeffrey, and he's like, gave his phone number, and he's like, let's talk about this. And then that's when I chime in. So this is the fucker's name?
And then Jeffrey.
Radio silence.
He's thrown under the bus.
Yeah. just the amount of. And Jillian's like, what's wrong? And I told her. She's like, I don't know how you're breathing right now. Like, I would just die if that happened to me. I'm like, I have a lot of experience with this kind of thing.
So enjoyable. All right, until next time.
So, yeah, loadedforbeardoc.com. We need all the help you can. And it should be tax deductible if I didn't mention that. Sorry, I just feel like I should have said that. And until next time, we do it for Van Gogh.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.